As Bavaliam Shuish Altiger, welcome to this programme, Clare na Gael. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Did the other hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
And I'm here to present this bilingual programme, Clare na Gael, in the English language as Sir Hilg, and in the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Alan Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Banach na Dhiúrach. Now, in the 1965 collection of poems, entitled More Poems of Man by Barbara Cowley, we've finished all the poems by Barbara Cowley herself in the collection, but there's also the work of her son, David Marno. And we heard one of his poems last time. There's also the work of her sister, Marjorie Robinson, which we'll have a look at. Ons Dracula ten a Cymreigan yr Tigol Siach sy'n tai Carfax, leis yn Count Dracula, dy unw na chysiachan dy ŵr as Transylvania, dy genws ws liacht yn laed yn Count Dracula, niaw imrchach de, roes me fys a golgus tai a Count ons Piccadilly, dy chyr a legion ar bielia yn sien. We start with A Beautiful Gentle Lilt, composed by Annie Kizik and performed by Kirjan Kujach. Tashu geishach rish, Radio Vanning, stashu na nashun, viskol ar skelia mach, vai dulish, Alan Vanning. Adalu Malianu, Sleep Thou My Child, written by Annie Kizik, who also made that musical arrangement for Kirjan Kujach. Now, this is rather unseasonal, but it's the first of Marjorie Robinson's poems in the collection, and it's called October. So, yes, rather unseasonal, I'm afraid. Here on the headland, summer lingers still. Yet, slowly, sadly, yields with grudging grace to the wild fury of the winds that race across the bay and batter on my sill. Deep in this sheltered garden, flowers glow. Tall ox-eyed daisies sway, and golden rods wave their defiant spears against the gods of coming winter. In my heart I know they soon will fade, and, even as I write, petal by petal from the fuchsia tree falls its red sacrifice. Above the sea, the gulls wheel inland, screaming in their flight. Dead leaves drift downward. Autumn is at hand, clasping with icy fingers this fair land. Now, this is a short poem by David Marnow, Sea Dirge. We're getting all the happy ones out of the way, shall we? Bell boys toll out wreckage in profusion, or a fearful angelus, clapper-tongued caution, over the sundered frigates glassed in fathoms, over the shotten lovers reefed in chagrin, in knot too subtle to dissolve with brine. Renshingen the Dania cor gialden, de ginach shintarne vraid de chryas vai kion mina boch, as ek kach san acht ege hien, vagraeg ori. As renshin gold pages on kuna as li jailus an over aglach van a lairoin. Esh, vi tred de gold toyach der. Mor so, hugt mi sledden eg mina, parteel na gin na nyistian gerud der a leinen mesh. As haishin roin. De unchush tabi kierit. Mavishin fedden mach de veli ermina de vei, na suder folla for yerahol, esh, nach jinni goldstjach se cheer ginnis aglach shen, na lumurgan. Tamishin drawe emosen ons na shan train, as un suder folla vei on, shen de grey draw imadi jawan. Cart mor ve, nach dod na kirp grein och, goil fe och ons ur casric, na chedden van grais gazerica, troggel sai durund en a roch an aglach jo. Haishin stiach ons carfax gin burra, as hursin de chulio rid san a chedden as ega chid chir rhain. This is Breton singer Dom Duff, Dominique Leduf, raised on a coastal farm in Plouescade in the northwest of Brittany, and he's singing about the last wolf, Ar Blaise Diwezan.
Mais oh, Ar Blaise Diwezan, Tamale de wabe de uto, nunca holdave d'avro, wasa zo bu galigu, mamko sa mehe. So tamalu a place me velan diaulu casta sabat a so serien a place ginu ni fel basso tamalu wahuas casabe Azul e breis o vento. su crodo grede dulu endo hik la kedar sunik a strigni ne no lombi tu du judas dre
Duff from the Broléon in Penarbed, that's to say Finisterre in Brittany. S'dolly ve tiggle, lesh mirius as John as lauch o cajan magit the moon, drow or er bees on lidan al as Hanaba fissainer. Erbe drow sin kerit, as erbe drow cunyan nachimach the ho broddun, scon version erbe able the goler lesh den ober. Chydwr sy'n pebrn erbi, na mona erbi jay imid sy'n tai, a sy'n chan chabal fan a cysiach yn mŵra, jyn dy fe cartmwr fa sy'n yn agen o dy chyrt sgeri. Dwrt yn fer lib an helsing rwn, dy trom chwysiach haws fa sy'n siad o rwmbw. As nish, my chyrgin, ta cwrm morym dy chwlina yn sio. Sain dyn jynw siast yn ŵr sio, Ho cajric, les cunion nu, de valley a ho les fife cheer, fee foder, son lid an imidagi. Te a ryan ur show ernold rawi cajric. Maso, tashin cor maue les a wapin egahin, ernold the valshin genui, ear na scajric a force. Well, that poem by David Marno suggests it was written about other waters, with its mention of bellboys marking the wrecks of sundered frigates, and the word here, shotten, is an archaic word, meaning fish that have spawned and have passed their best. They've shot their bolt is shotten. And whilst I found a few David Marnos online, including a professor of English literature in California, though he appears to be too young, I haven't found anything to suggest that any one of them might have been this particular David Marno. Now, whoever he was, apart from being Barbara Cowley's son, this is another of his poems in this collection, a short one called Departure. The best oiled hull with framework fleshed in carvel moves appropriate to the harbour calm. Its wireless aerial twitching nervous fronds in answer to the engine's guttural whine. These restive fronds which now respond like feverish antennae fumbling darkness or the musk-rose pollen of dusk and yet undeflowered flowers. Thank you. And that was Hugh Inkster, a fiddler from Orkney, playing a straw fiddle, which is a violin with a horn, patented in 1900 to make some of the earliest phonograph records of fiddle music. Hugh Inkster also used to play in jazz bands and always said his fiddling wasn't a typical Orcadian style. Jane Stasiu the Nashun to Radio Banning as Stasiu the Nashun She Claire Nagel was for Clash and Cartnish, Meron Peen, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
For this you clash and the Claire Show Rish for Shacht and Lug G Guller Creela, Hid Heard, the Irish Gulgus and the Degger Radio Banning as Rai Eragert. Then Claire Gint Nis more podcast for getting nasty by Inadega Radio Vanning, the Trude Kieradar and Podcast Elia, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, na Alexa. Another poem by David Marno now takes us to sea again, and again, evidently not in Manx waters. This is entitled A Voyage in Winter. The landing stage lacks all discernible shape beneath the spray's torrential filigree. Rock's mandible would seem to clash and gauge while fenders lock in the excruciating crutch between riveted sheer hull and granite quay, and they make loud complaint, do not suffer much, as they keen out their most unfortunate wail, a reminiscent of souls in perfidy to one another, and so beyond the pale. We leave the quiet embrace, the molten ports, sleek fjord and the waters calm beyond intrusion. The waves are veined like varicose quartz, and only our private bird, the deft-wing omen that all will knit in contours of repose, the sea at last be gentle as an amen, is visible, outsplayed, and crucified upon the rolling spartry of the mast, where it confounds the venom of the tide. Vier na chajrache son lida na midlorish dunya, nish to shingan chajrache gus gie. Chaus lore gawe as a fog a scrodada as grai chasi, as the leav and fargal jay ferjain a kistigan kiauch foslich. Van oor sorl gort as pluchenach, Ach vejin, nrauschen, unsach den jacht burrich mchion shen, a fev und gelein girich ernolu. As e goil van chischege, mir an olan kajrik, huggea na lai de harmach ernur. As esch lug de duna shisa fargel, gawe toyach de skrada shisa, a shingen kuna lesch haus ve gavricha. Fers fair rentchen corish nach hedin dach fair jin a kistigan mura. As deg shinad morhur shinad rare a chumajow. Ach, uns kach va arn jin allan. Tre rentchen duna doris chow hulu jin, durt an alu de trom chushach. Huish vis jint hana. Mavisse morsen le shulu na firelia, de vodmajwe chuspi jailach. And the girl from the parish of Penderyn is the subject of this Welsh song sung by Mered, that's to say Dr. Meredith Evans.
Rwy'n caru merch o blwy Penderyn ac yn ei chanlyn ers llawer Ni allswn gari ar un ferch arall, pan welais ry'n gron ei gryl. Mae mor hawdded i ddau gweled, nad i ond gron yn fach. Pan eloi mas i rodio'r cya, Hyd y rif yng nghalon glaf yn iach. Pan awn i'n myned rhyw ben bore yn hollol ddiflin ti am gwaith, mi gliw na derin ar y brigin yn tiwnion ddiwyd ac yn laeth. Ac yn dwedyd wrth i finnau, mae'r ferch wyt ti'n eich ar unrhyw yn marjo i chorff y bore fori. Siariw fab arall os bydd hi byw. Rwy'n myned hen o dyn am helpo i gan i ffarwel i'r seren siw a thyma waith i'r clochydd fori fydd torri meddo dan y ryw. A thorf y enw'n sgrifenedig ar y twm wrth fôn y pren. Fy mod i'n isel iawn yn gorwedd mewn gwaelod bedd. O gariad gwen.
Mered, a great collector of Welsh folk song and traditions, and particularly with his wife Phyllis Kinney. She was American from Michigan, a trained opera soprano singer trained at the Juilliard, but who immersed herself thoroughly in Welsh culture after marrying Meredith Evans. Eish for the Lygrania and Yasterbeg Shaw, Saishen Besh a Venser Mina, Vis Ben the Bollach, Gorishiwegach as Gin Cron. Chaus Haishin Herish a Londeg, Ernan Red Gusustashun, the Goller a Train, Ein, Dodgen Fagen Edin a Tai Benrich. Ich me the Gin, as once Unya Gechemer Empin Honic me Mina. Rem me Crem a Lowry, as rem mi snoggl dy hinsgi dy raw yn ofrain o'n sien jint dy spigeilach. Ren i snoggl ma fregr dy hael sych ymach dy raw i tigl. Yn ryd sy'n jerry honig mi, fi craw y law dy chorslen. Strom fa ma chri i chawds fa sy'n sira yn urdyn, as chraw sy'n o'ch cat o'n streid y gul ar y tren, fa chit dy geilach stiach o'n chawds rynk sy'n yn urdyn. Tam i sgriw sio ar yn tren. Piccadilly, lleu'r lwg men mwn le ar ychlag. Cad roeddwn roeddwn stred Fenchurch, lor yn charn gwdalming rwm. Ni Quincy's mis feddyn gaw glish, be dwt gyn chit merin ar al dy bech doliad ar byain. Now this is David Marno's Deserted House, subtitled in brackets Teddy Kane's Lane. Rufus boys trespass in the deserted house. Find, new inhabitants, the sharded cockroach which encroaches on the hearth's blank privacy, once core and centre of the household. They notice how Laocoon ivy, polite and vegetative strangler, throttles its way through crevices in the opening wall, obtains its warlock purchase, fatal hold. They glimpse a distended mattress, bloat as a magnet in his best tuxedo, swollen with rains in the orchard of no fruit. They take a hold bucket as a brazier, with cones and lighted grasses in it, gingerly tiptoe up a rheumatic staircase. Pendant between attic rafters all ribbed and angled, they find a nutritive honey lobe. It festers with fume-coloured bees, but fire expels the furious swarm. There, angry resonance and plaintive hum, the house's one remaining asset becomes like a melted amber of adhesive glue. Now, this is a song written by Ronan O'Snoddy, sung by Liam O'Mweenly, and all the instruments here are played by Liam O'Mweenly himself and Donal Lunny. A collaboration there between Liam O'Mweenley and Donal Lunny, Kine. We found in Manx's Cune, asking a question about the future. Well, in writing of a deserted house in Teddy Kane's Lane, David Marno mentions a magnet in his best tuxedo. Is that a hint of the USA, I wonder? The British equivalent, the dinner jacket, said to date from 1865, was something developed for Bertie, the Prince of Wales's was, who went on to become King Edward VIII. King Edward VII. However, the name of dinner jacket for it only came into use in 1886 in Britain, and in 1887 it went over to New York society as well. But there they also developed a white jacket named after Tuxedo Park in an area of the Hudson Valley where you'd find the New York social elite. So that's where it was seen in its early years, and so it became a tuxedo, shortened to a tux. I suppose the appearance of a magnet in his best tuxedo in David Marno's poem may not mean so much, because there were plenty of American films where characters would wear a tux, and Glenn Miller Orchestra had a hit with their Tuxedo Junction, of course. Son sanach shen hajinach e gian chawlg drowshin brishis jach ons tai follum. Och, she turn air us, as fuddy the jinach shesach o chorpit and lie, ginst you the lizach fish share be heads. Lor mi nai rhain uns gawr bi i'r dje drochw, och hai er, chom y shen, ni y tarn gael slw man y fel rawr jyn. Ni yn urd enemem cwr fe ciat dylwr les y gawglis, as les myr si yr bi oedd ys chyt oryn. Ber dwt gul meris jac as yn olw as tanach dyn os y ffyr glas, bol leniach les siliau'r tai, Ystret aw ffag yn y doros ffos litest yn gaw glisio yng ngol y rhwl, tar siw wyl yw'n nôl. Bym y jern yn ara er yn son, ys ni mydlu y gystiach siw. Smait yn corl dwt fan Helsing, mysoch y dwt sy'n feg elia. Ryn godalming ys morys sairi y rhwl yn's cab, ryn sy'n gair dorw yn's fer elia. Er cwrneil stred Arrington ryn y podonain cos na mach as, ys ryn sy'n talcal stiach sy'n ffyrt glas. Thank you. four Breton musicians there, though the title of the piece was Hide and Seek, actually. We heard Thomas Moisson on accordion, flautist Sylvain Barou, with bassist Julien Lementec and guitarist Roland Kahn. Sjóðu stasjún að nasjún, Radio Vannings, Kartnes, Sikler na gael, viskul er skelja mach, mis Robert Kutin Karswell, Robert a Karslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Ren mchri búla, chauds honig mi a tai, va chwish treis ein gul er gíracha, as é na chiadu na chumur múr grom ach tostach, sa stéid treigit ega, master na tai a nebu, va dave a spri oil as gín da jesh. Heishin shis bink, as shilya mai jay ein, as gaushin toyach der smukul cigarn, nach shen de charn gael cha beg as possible. Fe jean der aun a minuten gul sha, cadan de lai, kaz vashin furachtan na fir eliachit. Fe yera honik shin cab kier quilach gimon hugger. Mach as un sach sogarach, henk an charn godalming as Morris. As nus fain taia gimmanach, henk avri chu leis a vasket ega fiat as lecher de grainen. Dig Morris a dunya cab, rent banache leis lau den ed ega, as jimmane sul. Kujach ren na pair gol susna grishan, as ren an charn got alming shinamach mer novegiri de vegent. Here are two poems by Marjorie Robinson. Solitude. Silent, I stand on some far lonely crag and gaze upon unfathomed seas below. Like to an eagle on its airy perch, surveying with proud, non-committal glance the littleness of petty human strife, at one with nature's heartbeat. Then such peace slowly enfolds my being, I would fain, remote aloof, forever there remain. And this is Corin's Folly, Peel. It stands, a monument of one man's need to find his resting place on this high hill, in splendid isolation. All is still. These souls in silence lie. No longer greed and fret of this world's strife can touch their calm. From far below, the sullen breaker's roar reaches them as a sigh. For evermore, the craggy upland holds them in its palm. Stalwart and strong, the tower points to the sky, a landmark and a beacon. Round it glide curlywood gull, scattered on every side. Heather and gorse in sweet profusion lie. Well, there's a short coda too, which we'll hear next after this version of the Manx traditional song about Ilium Bach, performed by Barul.
Passa tu Ilium Bach, suri arm, harishes luck, kred der in lesh, makui as estation. The fools of me, the key cavil, the nepen, the key hinech makito, hiat bumbulash, and now in teru rosh, the pressure and land. Drop shoe nose, nish kibi mati. Cool. Thou was corn on stella, yemmer on in and fagisteno, noch nach Kazara, the rock, the scraber, the crack, the man, your ben. Thou a corn for Achmalau, yere on in and fagisteno, chinde the quill from a million bog, the ski. So now in Ieli Ambach, Dian Shen, the Dunbury Sue, Shay and Mean and By, Chim Shaw, Pack and Chap to Rena Serva.
Trio Barul and the Manx version of the tale of the false knight Ilium Bach, the serial killer who meets his fate. And to conclude Marjorie Robinson's poem about Corin's folly peal, now this is the coda. Each day I lift mine eyes up unto this place, from whence there flows the blessing of God's grace. And I say I've made a liar of myself. In fact, there's one more poem in this collection, which is by Barbara Cowley. It's called Song, and in brackets underneath, to the many young people who leave their homeland to work abroad. Oh, where are you going, you children of Mona? Our children brought up in our dear island home. We're going to new places, new faces, new islands, to teach and to learn, and then ne'er more to roam. In the years far ahead, we'll wander through new lands. We'll try to live up to our dear island home. We shall mix with more people and try to learn their ways, to understand nations and then journey home. Dear children, now grown up, do all you are able to foster world peace when you're far gone from home. And then, oh, the joy then to see your dear faces, the wondrous reunion in your island home. Gawen ofri jay a chwt de sagarach, as rannu croche er fer jay gib radlin. As dwrt ei rydynach, rysio fyr sif a cart eis taunt yr ach roes. Rennen y mŵr si snogl y chordeil, as rennen yn dynia gliwna as hwgei y ffog y llorysyn. Lyg de ronsach yn y chrwj, gawe ma cochle yn grau, hau er dy chor nyn lai llorys ond sach daiach. Eis siasi sws, iech is stiach sy tol ochr, ren y sied y stiach o'n, as lyg de chyn deud yn y ffeiliad yr yn ega, fy re eniach ega. Ren yn charn god up yn munga, as ren yn dynia trogl nis dos mŵr dy lŵr dy ochrn, as ei rai ferdiaw gaw ei toiacht dy frodau y glas, mor dy bech ei loch dy mach y red les, loch dy mach y red les. Lwg dy myrtach y mygit rys tamult ren ei prawl na er, as eis tras er. Dat o'r tajym, ren y chwl y ffosle roes sai edrym lioris, as hai eisyn as yn der elias diach sa halia. Fasyn nyn sai gyn gleisach, fan sigar empyn lost at y mŵr, a chenc fer van helsing dy bei ffwr dy bolach. And we heard Thomas Moisson just before, and with singer Laure Landa, he plays in the Breton Manx collaborative project Nier Nesson with David Kilgallen and Mira Royal. And you'll recognise this Breton song from the singing of Laure Landa with Nier Nesson, but this is Jan Vange Kemener and Claudine Flochig.
Yeah. dentro quando a huesa penana de la violette, dentro quando a huesa penana de la violette, muizo vergeli ne glevan violette regge dans su gi de Jules Ferrand de la violette, ma muizo vergeli ne glevan violette regge dans su gi de Jules Ferrand de la violette, ma muizo vergeli entri verle o de la violette, muizo vergeli entri verle o de la violette, vin caisa wet con orege violette regge dans su gi de Jules Ferrand de la violette, ma
crazy what can orege violette regge dans su gi de Jules Ferrand de la violette, ma
vergeli connait io sono de la violette,
vergeli connait io sono
de la violette, e vel derrière moi sous don violette regge dans su gi de Jules Ferrand de la violette, ma
vel derrière moi sous don violette regge dans su gi de Jules
Ferrand de la violette, ma mais non che cindervi con oggi la violette,
ma non che cindervi con
oggi la violette, digan cavau d'un brecalon violette regge dans su gi de Jules Ferrand de la violette, ma
digan cavau d'un brecalon violette regge dans su gi de Jules Ferrand
de la violette, ma digan cavau d'un brecalon de la violette,
digan cavau d'un brecalon
de la violette, son angel crise mordon violette regge dans su gi de Jules Ferrand de la violette, ma
son angel crise mordon violette regge dans su gi de Jules Ferrand
de la violette, ma ma marva o precalon de la violette,
ma marva o precalon
de la violette, vivo princesse pas in rayon violette regge dans su gi de Jules Ferrand de la violette, ma
vivo princesse in rayon violette regge dans su gi de Jules Ferrand
de la violette, ma vivo princesse rouanaise de la violette,
vivo princesse rouanaise
de la violette, du gay voulous à dentelles violette regge dans su gi de Jules Ferrand de la violette, ma
du gay voulous à dentelles violette regge dans su gi de Jules Ferrand
de la violette, ma la 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 la
Jan Vange Kemener and Claudine Flohik making a song and dance of that song, which was called Ar Vergelenig, The Little Shepherdess, in which a rich man is enchanted by Violetta, whom he hears singing in the wood. Renschen few the Sorensach, Chauds Honigschen and Avri Chitmach, as Corlesha Foga. Esh, Rennig cummel le chula fáslit ons pert gin o rei lesher lunan, chaud hug e stiag ochr sa glas. Sio hug e fy yerd yn tiarn godalming, ren goel mach y sporn ega os hug e dair iddynach. Hug y dynia banach lesha law gus yn eddega, gaw e a fóga hug e mus y chwyt as yr sŵl les. Hren pech bi cor gael bi dyn cledn tachart. Now, we've looked at all the pieces in the collection, More Poems of Man, with poems by Barbara Cowley, her son David Marno, and her sister Margie Robinson. However, whilst I haven't found an earlier Poems of Man, I have found other Barbara Cowley poems in the Peel City Guardian, so we'll have a look at those next time. Next Saturday afternoon, the 4th of May at 2:30, Dr. Fenella Bazin will be giving an illustrated presentation about the glories of the Celtic Church, which illuminated what was otherwise the Dark Ages. That'll be in the Guild Room adjoining Peel Methodist Church in Athol Street. Donations of £3 will be gratefully received to help cover overheads. From 7 to 9 tonight, stay tuned for Chris Pearson as he brings you the best chill-out music for your Sunday evening. And then at 9 o'clock, Judith Lay will be here with Sundown, all abuzz with the Guild. We close Claire Nagale with Scottish band Nightworks, collaborating with the trio Sheehan on this song, O Channel Blue is Toggy Fawn, O Sit Closer and Raise a Song, Dejected Am I in a Strange Land. Ach, the Jarrow Tushin a Jitkus Jera and Treya, and so now until the next time then, this is Robert Katine Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eva Machrieri was Orsalier, as my Yiri and Shared you will you.